Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. So it's 7 to 9, and then this last segment, 8:30 to 9, we have Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Haji Saab.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Hazrat Mawlana Zahid Saab. Hope you are well, and the listeners as well, and in good spirits. May Allah Ta'ala always keep you in that condition. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasooli al-kareem. Amma abad. Let us correct our intention solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are listening to the talks of deen, and with the full hope of gaining 1,000 rakats of nafil salah reward. Allah ta'ala is very merciful and kind to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us always remember, any action, let us make intention. No intention, no maximum reward. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ameen.
Haji Saab, just our listeners are very happy because these days you can't fast. Ayyamu Tashriqi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narration of Muslim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ayyamu Tashriqi, Ayyamu Aklin wa Shurbin. That the Ayyam of Tashriq, these days of Tashriq, there's eating. It is the days of eating and drinking. So that is, it blends in with their normal routine. Yesterday I was coming out, I was here by Khanka Masjid, and then I came out, I met Brother Dokrat. He stays just a few houses away from the Masjid. He was close to Ajina Kuda, Rahmatullah Ali. So his two sons were there, and then they came, they were walking up, so I just stopped to greet him. And his sons, the one son wasn't wearing a jacket, so I said, you must wear a jacket, it's cold and that. And then he said he was sick and that, so is vomiting in that. So the father told him, now look, this is when we play an important role as a parent in the child's life, molding the child in every direction. So he said to the child, and he told me, this is what I told him, that don't think that because you are eating fresh meat and you are eating the qurbani meat, that this is why you are vomiting. It is because this meat is so pure that you are eating it, and it's taking out all the filth that's in your stomach, and that is why you're taking it, you're vomiting. Now look at the, it's a matter of the mind, you say in English. One, we can say, no, it's that, and then we don't eat the fresh meat. But you twist it and you bring it in favor of deen, and then how beneficial, that child's mind also is made for his entire life going forward now. So mashallah, Haji Saab, you came on Monday, alhamdulillah, and you shared with us your pieces of advice on how to eat and consume that qurbani meat, the benefits of it. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. That was appreciative by the ummah, alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah. Ma'azayit to you for giving us the opportunity to share this, what we saw in our kabirin and how they lived. And now Zil Hijjah coming to an end. It's our year stock tick. And how much obedience we have been to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much disobedience. Yesterday I got a call from one person that said she cried very profusely. She missed the four sunnat of Asr Salah, and she was just awoken a few minutes left just to perform a faraz. She said for so many days she cried and made istighfar that Allah ta'ala deprived her of this four rakat of sunnat of Asr Salah. Today, our condition has become such that even missing Faraz Salah, we don't lament and cry. And we see immediately after the Eid, Fajr, the crowd have dropped completely. So is this how we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His ni'mats and favors? That it's so sad that actually virtually one whole surf disappears. So to the parents also at home, especially the mothers, start encouraging the children to come back to Salah. At least Fajr, you perform. And in the Khanka, Alhamdulillah, every day we have a Zikr Majlis, 100 times La ilaha illallah. There are about 30 to 40 people that sit and recite La ilaha illallah 100 times. So the hadith that was read today, that Musa alayhi salam met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with a special zikr that was not given to anybody. So Allah ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that the reading of La ilaha illallah, put it on one side of the pen and the whole world, La ilaha illallah, will outweigh whatever the other side contains. So the greatness of the zikr, once our Sheikh's father, Rahmatullah alayhi, Sheikh Abba, while in the zikr majlis, we asked him, this benefit of the zikr majlis, what does it do? He said, whenever there is a calamity to befall a town, the malaika say, we know this place that remembers Allah morning and evening. That the zikr is taking place in this masjid morning and evening. With the barakat of that zikr, the whole area is protected. So merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make our homes also a place of zikr. Read one virtue of zikr and read 100 times La ilaha illallah with our children. At least 5 minutes family time together. We can benefit so much of this. And then continuing with dua, that on this Hajj trip we heard how many good stories came out. The mother and son story, that the mother passed away yesterday or before. So what a dua she must have made. That Allah Ta'ala, I don't want to return back home because my son is buried here, and Allah accepted her dua. So we as believers must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many people passed away in this heat? Up to yesterday, it was 550 people that passed away. And because of the heat, from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock, there was no transport. And so many bodies were laying on the street next to the Jamrat, and that were not taken for 3 to 4 hours.
And that was one of the things I said, that Arab news, they are boasting about how the Saudi regime, the services and all of that. But then here's dead bodies unattended to for so long. So much of money squandered in other areas. And here when the Hujjaj had passed away, they're just laying there in the sun.
The one person said that he even went to the soldiers to tell them. They only came back after 3 hours. And then the 4th hour, the ambulances came and to take them. But it was very slow process. And the bodies laid there in the sun all the time. But Allah knows the ajr. They've reached high stages. And especially they were still in ihram. And Allah bless them all and accept the hajj. Hajjis that are coming back, we must welcome them and read the dua. And ask them to make dua, because their duas are accepted 40 days. Some say up to 4 months. So whatever, we mustn't miss this opportunity. Whenever a hajjaj come in our family or friends, let's go and meet them and be happy to have zamzam and khajur with them and make dua also for them, that Allah accept their hajj and make it easy for them. So this is a life of a believer, that at all times we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come closer to him, to his recognition and marifat. This year, our Sheikh passed away 1 week exactly after Qurbani. So this will be his 11th year that he left us. And was a very, very good, kind person. There's a lot of times I miss him. I think of him, that the moments we shared with him. And he always used to tell me in life, he said, don't be like those horses in Turfontein with blinkers. He said, take your blinkers off and have a 360 view. So I said, check this. He said, in life, always appreciate the ni'mats of Allah. Never, ever be unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, in your fajr and your asr salah, make sure you perform a regularly with Jamaat. If you can't make your Jamaat, but don't miss these two namazas, are very, very important for a mu'min, a believer. And especially the Fajr, sit in the Zikr Majlis. So one Ramadan, before Ramadan, all the people that were living between 30 and 35 kilos from Indonesia were all invited for Fajr for 40 days. So I asked his brother lives 35 kilos away. He says, no, the hikmah behind it, I'm calling him. So inshallah, in 40 days, if he's punctual with the Zikr Majlis, he won't leave it. So even Salah, they say, if you want to be punctual for 40 days with Jamaat, that immediately after Ramadan is 30 days and 10 days, inshallah, Allah will give you the tawfiq to be paban with your first Salah with Jamaat. That's for the men. And for the ladies as well as at home, you will read your namaz on time in your little namaz room, your ibadat khana. So this is the blessing of this that the mashayikh taught us. That always, if you want to do anything in life and be paban with it, do it for 40 days. Paban. With conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me the tawfiq. So once we asked our Hazrat, how do we know that our namazes are accepted? He said, if Allah has given you the tawfiq to read Fajr and you read Zuhar, you must know your Fajr has been accepted. And from Zuhar to Asr, if you read your Asr with Jamaat, then you know your Zuhar is accepted. So how easy Allah Ta'ala has made it for us that our namaz get accepted on these terms. And the same, one friend of mine from Medina Munawwara, family of Mala Badri Alam, sent me a voice recording of one Buzruk, that when Mala Badri Alam, Rahmatullah Ali's body was taken out 3 years in succession, it was fresh, like he was just buried yesterday. And the cloth that he had was absolutely clean. There wasn't a sand mark on it or nothing. So the third year they decided they're going to open the face. So they opened the face. They saw his beard was still oiled, like it was oiled. And his face was fresh, fresh, fresh. And then they decided that from this, the third year, they're not going to open his grave anymore. So they put a white stone. So whenever you're in Medina Munawwara, you see a white stone, you know that body is intact and they don't open it again. So may Allah Ta'ala also bless us.
Ameen.
With a death like that.
Ameen.
That our body stays fresh till the day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these were our pious predecessors, that how much of love they had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same way like we did Qurbani, that was to create that love. Like Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to buy one cow every year. And every day after Madrasa used to come, feed the cow, wash the cow. There was so much love attached to the cow till the day of Qurbani when he had to slaughter that cow. That the whole year he paid attention to the cow and he fed it and looked after it. So on the day of sacrifice, he sacrificed it. With how much of love he must have sacrificed that animal. And immediately when Qurbani was over, for the next year, he bought another animal. So that work carries on. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. When our intentions are there, this is how Allah ta'ala treats us. So Allah ta'ala give me first the tawfiq.
Ameen.
And the listeners as well. So a few things I want to discuss. The previous week we spoke about wasting of water. So this week we did another test. We said, all right, let's save more water. So we started with the garden. We are in the habit of everyday watering the garden. Especially in winter, don't overwater, because you cause damage to the plant. And there's a lot of frost in the morning and moisture in the air. So the plant lives off that. So in winter months, try and just do once a week. But every day, gauge the soil. That how wet is the soil. And then your plants grow better. We notice now 2 weeks, the palm trees are growing even nicer. The cycads also, they're looking much greener because there's no overwatering. everything is a habit. Like those that got sprinklers, we must on the sprinkler. But that plants don't need so much water in winter months. So try and minimize on that and save water, and let us not waste water. So alhamdulillah, that system we introduced, Allah shukr, we're saving now between 100 and 150 liters of water a day. So encourage others also. And next we come to electricity. You see some homes got so many lights. When you need one or two lights, they got 10 down lights. All this is israf, is waste. How our kabirin also, when the ink of the madrasa they used to use, when somebody comes, they put their watch on to see how many minutes they spoke to that person. And that much of money they used to return back to the madrasa. And even the oil, the candles that used to burn, when somebody comes, they used to switch it off. Say, for our work, we have to use our candle. We can't use the candle of the madrasa. This is how much they feared. Our Mufti Sahib from the dear was our principal in Cliptown Madrasa. Every month he used to return between 200 and 300 rand. So I said, Mufti Sahib, this is the time I didn't teach. So this money is not halal for me. So I said, Mufti Sahib, no, but you went around collecting the children, bringing them to the madrasa. That is khizmat also. So he said, if you don't accept this money, I resign immediately. So I said, no, it's khizmat. He says, no. Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah told us, when we don't teach, we must return the money. So on that principle, on that what my ustad taught me, I follow. And I'm paban with it. And look at the barakah of that. Mufti Sahib started with 4 students. And in 2 years, we are 174 students and 5 ustads. Till the day he left. And what a great loss it was to our area. But shukar alhamdulillah, till today that khizmat is carrying on. All new Muslims come there, ladies come to the center. And every day of the week they have been taught. And the work of deen is still carrying on. So this is the barakah of our kabirin. That they did the work only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that created so much barakah that the work carried on and on. I remember many years, I think it was in 1997, we went to Cape Town. 1995, we sat in Nurul Islam. 1996 in Stenger. 1997 in Cape Town. So people were afraid because that time it was a spagat thing carrying on against drugs. One person came to our sheikh, said that we got a big problem here and we need a solution. So I told him, every day after Fajr, read 100 times La ilaha, one hadith and La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah, since 1997 till today, that 100 times La ilaha is carrying on. And even COVID time, 2-3 people used to go in the masjid, Fajr time, and go and read that 100 times La ilaha illallah. This is the barakah that Allah Ta'ala gives us when we are on deen and we do solely and only for His pleasure. These khizmats of deen, that's how Allah opens our doors. And there's so many examples we can give. Time is little, but there's few reminders every week for everybody that at least we can come closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then one Hakim, I was listening to his audio. He said, how beautiful is the body that it produces its own antibiotic. Say, in the morning when you get up, the first thing you make miswak and take that saliva and rub it on wherever areas are affected. Like I had a small rash here at the bottom. So you take your saliva, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, just a little bit, rub it on that. And alhamdulillah, within 3 days, 4 days, the rash disappeared. He said, even an eye, on your eyes, one person from Kashmir was suffering of cataract. He couldn't read Quran. So he came to the Hakim. The Hakim told him, try this Bismillah with little saliva. He said, alhamdulillah, within 3 or 4 months, my eyes were perfect. The cataract, everything came out perfect. I could start reading Quran again. So it's just Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Take little saliva, put it. That saliva won't be long because when you make wudu, it will wash away. But Alhamdulillah, it gives so much of shifa. And he was saying this, wherever you got rash or that, or even a pimple or boil, he said, just read Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Take little saliva and put it there. Inshallah, your problem will be sorted out. So with these little bit advices for us. And then yesterday when I was coming out from the masjid, I met this brothers, the African brother that carried this dustbins. So I interviewed him. So I said, 7 days a week I see you all. So what do you all do? He said, we collect all the plastics, all the cardboards. We put it together. Then we got a team. And they walk 10 kilometers from Lanesia to Kliptown. The depot is there. And I say, how much do you earn? He said, between 200 and 250 rand, depending on how much plastics we got. There's different prices for each, and the cold drink bottles also. So he said, you people in Indonesia drink so much of cold drink. We have about 3-4 big bags, those 500 liter bags, full of plastic bottles. Say, do you all consume so much of cold drink? See, those bags are full. But I say, really, I appreciate it. When I see you people, how much of sacrifice. They start from 5 o'clock in the morning. And in the afternoon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you see the whole convoy going towards Allah. So see how much of sacrifice they make for that halal rosy. They go to each dustbin, take out that little bit, and that plastics or whatever they can find, they accumulate it. But how much they appreciate, and for the whole days of work, the 200 rand, at least he says we can put food on the table for our children.
Just on this point, someone suggested, I can't remember who, but they said when we putting our dirt, trash, we should have a separate, like plastic bag or something, and you put that separately, which they look for. Yeah. So we can ask them what do they really want. Is it cardboard or is it these bottles? And then when they come, they don't have to scratch in our dustbins and to search for that, because it's when I come to work also, I see them scratching in. You just feel them sorry that they have to be doing this. So for us to make it easier, someone suggested this.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairan. May Allah Ta'ala accept all what we said and give us tawfiq to practice on it, inshallah. We've got a few minutes left, inshallah. We'll make dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mulana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Mulana Muhammad. كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله أن سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين إن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله غفور رحيم اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر والله forgive the أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والله have mercy on the أمة of سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والله the أمة wherever they are being oppressed, especially Palestine, grant them total victory, يا الله. The good news coming, the brothers are returning to the Gaza and rebuilding their homes, whatever was salvaged. They're trying to make it comfortable again. Inshallah, Allah give them the full nusrat and make it easy for them to rebuild Gaza.
Amen.
And give them your unseen help as well, ya Allah. Allah, they've been through a lot of difficulties. Their sacrifice was great for this ummah. You accept every bit of their sacrifice, ya Allah. Every little hunger, every injury that they suffered through, reward them in abundance, ya Allah. Allah, those that have gone for Hajj, accept their Hajj, make it maqbool, mabrur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that made Qurbani, accept their Qurbani, Ya Allah. Grant them great rewards, Ya Allah. Whatever the needs of the Ummah is, you know better, Ya Allah. Grant them accordingly the rewards, Ya Allah. Give us your true love, Ya Allah. Give us your true love to follow your Sharia, Ya Allah. Give us your true love to make your remembrance, to remember you at all times, in all conditions, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the true love to follow every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, give us the true love to recite much durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, accept all our ibadats. Then, Ya Allah, the year coming to the end, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah, and replace it with a virtue, Ya Allah. You love to forgive. We have full faith and conviction that you will forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Guide us, Ya Allah. Wherever we have made mistakes, overlook those mistakes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in poverty, hunger, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Grant them abundance in sustenance and barakah in the sustenance, Ya Allah. Those that are unemployed, give them employment, Ya Allah. Those children that are disobedient to their parents, Ya Allah, make them obedient. Those wives that are disobedient to their husband, vice versa, the men also, Ya Allah, give muhabbat and barakah in their lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima'u ahlu. Allahumma adina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt. Wa tawallana fi man tawallayt wa barik lana fi ma'atayt. Wa qina sharra ma'qadayt. Innahu la yadillu mawalayt wa la ya'izzu man adayt. Tabarak tarabbana wa ta'alayt. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima'u ahlu. Allahumma inni asaluka min خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.